This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado Springs police need help in their investigation of child sex assault cases. Police Lieutenant Jim Soklik says James Longshore molested at least one former foster child and probably more.
So if any of our citizens have any information about the situation involving Mr. Longshore, or if they themselves were a victim of Mr. Longshore, we'd ask them to call us.
The 46-year-old is under arrest on sex assault on a child by a person in trust. Longshore used to be the executive director of a local nonprofit called Refuge for Adoption, a group that helps adoptive families.
Accused child killer Letitia Stauch is preparing to represent herself in her first-degree murder trial that's scheduled to begin Friday. One of the reasons Stauch said she didn't want an attorney is that she didn't feel like she was getting enough access to evidence in jail. Trial attorney Jeremy Lowe said that in Colorado, defendants don't have full access for a reason.
So many times there are jailhouse snitches, and those jailhouse snitches can get access to that discovery. Call the district attorney's office and say, hey, defendant A just confessed to this homicide. This is all that they told me about the case, and garner a better deal for themselves.
Lowe said she will have some help from her court-appointed advisory council, but will have to answer questions and question witnesses, rather, on her own. Again, what's scheduled to begin on Friday is a status hearing. The trial of the man accused of killing Kelsey Schilling continued in Pueblo yesterday with the jury hearing testimony about the local landfill. According to our partners, the Pueblo Chieftain, an administrator for the landfill west of town, says a lock was damaged on an entrance gate overnight between February 5th and the 6th back in 2013. Investigators say Dante Lucas's cell phone pinged off a tower near the landfill the same night the lock was broken. That's right around the time that Kelsey Schilling disappeared. Testimony is set to resume once again today.
Turning to COVID-19 coverage, and we're continuing to see a little movement on COVID case numbers with not as many decreases to speak of compared to the past few weeks. El Paso County reporting 170 new cases of the virus, 38 new cases reported in Pueblo County. Teller County reporting 6 cases, 14 cases reported in Fremont County. There are no deaths to report in those four counties in the past 24-hour reporting period. In El Paso County, total vaccinations have reached 130,000 doses given out. Colorado Lieutenant Governor Diana Primavera spending time in Southern Colorado yesterday to look at coronavirus vaccine clinics. Primavera toured clinics saying that she has been extremely impressed with the vaccine rollout.
We are building the plane as we fly it, and I think we've had great community support. We've had great support from our healthcare workers who've been so nimble.
State COVID Incident Commander Scott Bookman says that the vaccine rollout into long-term care facilities shows exactly what could be happening as a state here in Colorado.
As we get more vaccines available across the state and everybody gets their opportunity to get this vaccine, we will see cases, hospitalizations, and deaths across our state decrease.
45,000 doses of the Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine will be arriving this week here in Colorado.
The Colorado State Patrol says a driver may have died from a medical condition after a crash on I-25 south of Colorado Springs. KRDO's Bryn Carman with the story.
The unidentified driver was found in a truck that ran off the southbound side of the interstate near mile marker 129 yesterday afternoon. The exact cause of the death has not yet been determined, but foul play is not suspected. Bryn Carman, KRDO News Radio.
A record-breaking number of consumer scam complaints were filed with the Colorado Attorney General's office last year. Top consumer complaints filed in Colorado last year was false information showing up on credit reports, followed by fake debt collection, incorrect credit card charges, mortgage scams, and issues with checking accounts. Attorney General Phil Weiser says when it comes to staying safe, it comes down to vigilance.
You have to assume as a consumer that every interaction you have on social media, email, at the door, or someone calling the phone is a potential scammer. It's gotten that bad.
The Colorado Attorney General's office saw a 23% increase in fraud complaints in 2020 compared to the previous year.
A Colorado Springs man will not be allowed to hunt anywhere in Colorado or 47 other states. Colorado Parks and Wildlife announced last week it's issuing a lifetime suspension of hunting privileges for 28-year-old Iniki Vike Kapu. Kapu has pleaded guilty to poaching in three different Colorado counties. Because Colorado is part of an interstate agreement, Kapu will also be barred from getting a hunting license in most other states.
Beautiful weather over the next couple of days. Plenty of sunshine. Look for highs in the upper 50s in Colorado Springs on Tuesday afternoon. 63 degrees for the Pueblo area with winds out of the southeast light at about 5 miles an hour. Clear and cold overnight. Morning starts down into the low and mid-20s. Once again, sunny tomorrow afternoon. 59 for Colorado Springs, 63 in Pueblo. And then a chance for mountain snow and rain showers on Thursday morning. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.